This is episode number 2088 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, November 11th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So we were talking about America's Dad, Tom Hanks, earlier this week on the show. And this week he was on a podcast. Yeah. And I love this because when they're on a podcast, we get all kinds of stuff. Anyway, Tom was asked what his three favorite Tom Hanks movies were.
Oh.
Forrest Gump, not in that. Philadelphia Story, not in that.
Really?
Yeah. We're talking about the Oscar winners now. Then you think about, you know, movies that were great, really great movies that he made. And he's made a bunch of them.
Now he's talking about it was his
Saving
most magical
Private,
movie.
These were the most magical, three most magical movies he made in his mind.
Okay.
Now, are you ready?
Okay.
A League of Their Own, which makes sense. That was a great movie.
Okay.
There's No Crying in Baseball. He said he got to play baseball all summer long.
Okay, well, that's fun.
Castaway, which I thought was a marvelous movie as well.
It was a marvelous movie.
But, you know, Wilson stole the show.
Wilson was scene stealer.
Yeah,
he really was.
He just chewed up the scenery.
Yeah, he did.
And a movie that I'd never heard of called Cloud Atlas.
I've heard of it.
Have you?
Yeah.
So they shot it in Germany.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Among the big Tom Hanks movies that I like, Big is up there. You mentioned that a couple of minutes ago. Love Big.
Big.
What about Joe versus the Volcano?
I was about to say that. I was about to say that.
Or Turner and Hooch. Anyway.
All big movies. Big.
I don't know how big.
Big movies.
I don't know about those last two. Anyway, it's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's up?
You know Blurred Lines. You've probably seen the unedited version of Blurred Lines.
The unedited version.
Yes.
I've seen that.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta say,
wow! Dude, you just brought up conjured a whole memory for me, boy. I gotta sit with that for a second. If you've not seen the video, Emily's topless in it. Okay.
Model Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah.
Has given us the answer to one of the most important questions
in
the history of man.
Well,
that we
that?
All want to know,
what's
and another
that
you want to know as well.
Okay, I'm
all
ready.
All right, ready?
I'm ready.
Because here it is.
I'm ready.
Why are so many women attracted to Pete Davidson?
Yes. Because I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it. The guy's got permanent bags under his eyes. He looks like all he does is sit up all night and snort coke. I mean, sometimes he just acts like he sits up all night and snorts coke.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't want to cast aspersions on his, and I certainly don't want to soil his reputation. But what do women see in this guy? Skinny, tall, tatted up, bags under his eyes, looks like a coke dealer. Kind of funny, but not all that funny. I think there's funnier.
Oh, I think he's got a funny looking face. That's
yeah,
just me.
He kind of does. What the hell?
So you're just jealous.
Nah, I kind of am.
Yeah.
He had Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Yeah, what can I say?
In an interview, he's had a lot of women.
Well, he's got Kim now.
Yeah.
Looks like he's got Kim.
Well, don't know. That's just
speculation.
In an interview on Late Night with Seth Meyers on Monday night, Emily said, quote, guys are, wow, what's that guy got?
Right.
And I'm like, he seems super charming. He's vulnerable. He's lovely. His fingernail polish is awesome.
Oh, that's fingernail polish.
He looks good.
Does he smell good, Emily? That's what we need to know. Does he smell good? Because, you know, that's part and parcel there, too. Oh, my God.
And Emily also pointed out that he has a good relationship with his mother, which is also a plus. And he's tall. So,
but he makes jokes about his dad who died in 9/11. Mm-hmm. I don't get it, kids. Somebody explain it to us.
Yeah, because Emily Ratajkowski, you didn't explain it.
It wasn't good enough. Not a good enough explanation.
Not even. Despite rumors that he had distanced himself from the family, Scott Disick came. I'm sorry, Scott, for addressing you improperly. Lord Scott Disick.
God, no.
He came together with Courtney and Travis Barker for the very first time.
Wow.
Since it was reported that he had gone off the deep end after their engagement. Now, is it really the first time? Or are they just trying to tell us it's the first time?
That's what I'm wondering.
Time?
I don't I wouldn't imagine they've met. He had some weird things to say. I mean, you know, he was like,
yeah,
you know, he was kind of like the whipped puppy dog in all of this. You know, did you see the PDA they laid on each other and blah 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 blah. And
but you know, he's come to pick up the kids, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he doesn't have to see her or him to pick up the kids. These are rich people. They got nannies. Yeah,
that's true.
Come on now. I mean, that is true. You know.
Hmm.
And the kids are all kind of mid-aged for kids.
Well, you know, the Kardashian, the Kar-Jen family.
Kar-Jen family.
The Kar-Jens.
What do you call them?
They're back to in their own way. Yes, they are. They're back to filming.
Oh, yes, of course they are.
Hulu. They couldn't stay away that long.
No, I didn't think this was never about them staying away.
That's true.
This was never about them staying away. It was all about how much money E was going to continue to pay them. And I guarantee
you. Do you even notice how much money you have after you have so much money?
I'm like that. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. What's the difference between $10 million and $1 million? To me, nothing.
Well, there would be a difference for me.
Okay, all right.
$1 million to $10 million.
All right. Well, yeah, a million doesn't spend like it used to. That's a good point.
But like $80 million versus $110 million.
Yeah, what's that all about?
There's just not a lot of difference.
$90 million versus $1 billion. Well, that one you get to put the B. You get to join the B club.
That's
so
different.
I got that.
They were celebrating Mominger's birthday on November 5th with the entire Kar-Jen family.
Okay.
And Travis Barker.
So Travis was there.
Well, because they're engaged. So he's
Mom's birthday. Well, I guess, okay, and I'm sure the kids are talking about Travis now. Hey, Dad, Mom's doing this guy named Travis. We like him, kind of. He's got tats. He's cool.
he's a rocker.
He's a rock star. What did you ever do, Dad? Loser. They don't say that. They might think that.
Especially when they're older. So fans were also quick.
And they've got this great documentary to look at for the rest of their lives about their parents
as it's unfolded
in 20 seasons called Kudake.
Fans were also quick to spot the looming cameraman in the background.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was a post from that night, which means that we'll get to see Travis, Courtney,
yes,
and Scott's very first encounter as a trio unfold on the camera in the family's new Hulu show.
I wonder if they're going to just call it more Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I got a feeling that's what it's going to be. I don't know. You know, I know that J-Law, Jennifer Lawrence, a huge fan and a big, big, big friend of Momager's.
Uh-huh.
And they've got stars that are friends. But I've never heard of Halle Berry ever saddling up next to the Kar-Jens. And I'm wondering if they have some sort of, maybe not.
Why would you even wonder that?
It's
because you're just trying to find some lame spot to put Halle Berry in today.
Okay, there's that.
You didn't even try.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.